I know you committed. It was almost like it was April of
yes,
this
sir.
Past year. You decided that, hey, I'm going to go ahead and make my decision public. The University of Alabama is where I want to attend college.
Basically, my decision was based on the campus, the coaching, and basically the player development and academics. The campus, it fits my personality. It's real laid back and calm. I'm a real calm person. So I feel like the campus and the school just fits me very well. And plus the style of play fits me too.
Absolutely. All right, so let's look at you. As far as a defensive end, you're 6'6", 230 pounds, Columbus, Georgia, Carver High School there. Sort of describe your playing style. What type of personality do you have on the football field?
He just does his assignments, basically. Keeps contained and just does his assignment at all costs. I think I'm a real good team player.
All right, so Micaiah Brown right now helping us out, 6'6", 230 pounds. Let's go back and look at the 3-4 system that Kirby Smart and the guys that are recruiting you. What did they sell you on at the University of Alabama?
They told me that I'd be playing 3-4 jet linebacker, outside linebacker, and I'll be putting my hand down sometimes because on the package. So I just feel like they just put a couple pounds on me, and I'll be playing real soon. I feel like.
6'6", 230 pounds, a defensive end, strong side defensive end. He's a 5-star guy, already made the decision. Why did you make the decision early? Obviously, you said the University of Alabama was compatible to you, but you just wanted to sort of put this behind you and say, hey, now I can focus on playing my junior and senior year?
Yes, sir. I feel like if I knew the school I wanted to go to right now, you know that certain coaches were going to be there regardless, and I have no worries, why wait? So I just thought it was best to just go ahead and commit and get out of the way. Just focus on my team and just getting better.
Makai, what's your relationship with Kirby Smart and Lance Thompson?
Have a real good relationship. Coach Thompson and Coach Smart are really good coaches, and they keep the defense really intact.
Now, has that stopped, since you've made the verbal decision, has that stopped other coaches and other colleges from contacting you?
Not at all. I have lots of, I've gotten a lot of mail this year. School still comes to my school, and it's pretty hectic.
So like, you go to a mailbox, and I'm sure it's probably stuffed with a lot of different college notes.
Yes, sir.
What do they tell you? Sort of walk us through that process, because most of us will never have the opportunity to be like what you are right now, a 5-star guy, highly thought of, highly sought after. Walk us through that process.
It is unbelievable. Remember one day I was at football practice with my dad. He sent me a picture of my mail. He told me it was like 55 pounds of mail. I was like, what? And it was overwhelming. And it was some days I got 101 letters from Mississippi State one day at school.
101 letters?
Yes. And it was Notre Dame. I got 101 from Mississippi State. There's other schools like Notre Dame, Bama, Georgia, Oklahoma State, basically everywhere.
Makai, and I don't mean to laugh for a couple of minutes, but 101 letters the same day?
Yes.
What do they say?
I didn't even read it. I didn't have time to read it.
I can imagine. I mean, 101, and I don't know if they took the time to write out different letters, but 101 letters. I mean, that's a big number in one mailbox for one big time player. And obviously, I know it's important to you to be sought after. But let's talk about what is going to happen in this upcoming year. You'll be getting ready for your senior high school. But sort of walk us through what's going to take place this summer. What are you doing now to prepare yourself?
They're in spring ball, summer ball. Just going to continue working out the basketball season. I plan on running track in the spring and in the summer. Just worked out. And I'm going to take a couple of visits. I might visit Stanford and USC and just basically I'm going to visit, be at Alabama periodically, wear a lot, and just work hard for my senior year and try to get a ring.
And as we look at sort of working out, you mentioned track a couple of minutes ago. You're 6'6", 230 pounds. What's your specialty on the track track and field?
I haven't ran track since my eighth grade year, but I was really strong at second leg in the 4x1, and I was really good at the third leg in the 4x4. So I plan on running those two.
And at 6'6", 230 pounds, if you can move, that's going to be a force to be reckoned with on the defensive side of the football, because Alabama's always looking for guys to sort of create headaches in the backfield for different quarterbacks.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Micaiah, as you said, you were going to take a couple of other visits. How firm is your commitment to the University of Alabama?
It's pretty solid. I'd say 100%. But it's always good just to go. Well, Coach Saban encourages me to visit other schools. That's the only reason why I do it. So it's just good to just visit other schools and see what they have to offer. But I'm pretty solid.
Micaiah, as we look at your sort of resume, let's talk about what's it been like to interact with Nick Saban.
That's a once-in-a-lifetime thing there. I mean, Coach Saban, he's a real good, real cool guy, defensive guru. He's down there. He's a real good people's person. And like when he talks, you listen.
And if you look at what Alabama, the success, did that play a role in your sort of decision to commit to the University of Alabama, winning the championships, being part of sort of this dynasty in college football?
Oh, all the way. I love the tradition at Alabama. They've always been really good. Like, since early 20th century, they've always been good. I love the coaching staff. I model Adrian Hubbard a lot, too. So that's why I've kind of fit his mold. And I just want to come in and just be the best linebacker to come in from Alabama. Just best player, period. Have good character. And remain humble.
Mekhi Brown right now helping us out. A 5-star a prospect according to many different recruiting services out there. A strong side defensive end from Carver High School in Columbus, Georgia. And, Micaiah, as you look at the 2015 class, you guys are already starting to tally up that class. A lot of highly thought of prospects already verbally committed to the University of Alabama.
Yes, sir.
Are you in communication with any of those guys?
Yes, I'm real cool with Dallas, Deontay, and I talked to Ricky a couple times. I met the Sherrys at the LSU game, so we are pretty cool. I talked to Deontay the most, though.